Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi there, it's Megan Mitchell from Agents of Change. Thanks for checking out my podcast. If you enjoy the content, please check out my ASWB test prep courses for the bachelor's, master's, and clinical exams. Each Agents of Change course includes more than 30 key topics that closely match the ASWB KSA content areas. Our content is great for both auditory and visual learners and includes video walkthroughs, supplemental materials, hundreds of practice questions, and twice monthly live study groups with me. You can learn more and get 10 free practice questions at agentsofchangeprep.com.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maeve McMahon, and I'm the community manager at Agents of Change. Today, we are going to be talking about social work versus counselor versus therapist. And we're going to talk about the similarities and differences in these careers, because while there are a lot of similarities, they are all separate careers, and they have a lot of differences as well. Social workers versus counselors versus therapists. So these are all professionals who help people in their community. They work in a variety of settings, which includes schools, hospitals, recovery facilities, and government agencies. Today, we're going to explain the similarities and differences between these professionals and the type of licensure that an individual in each area can receive. Similarities between the careers include focusing on making a positive difference, the salaries that you can make in each career, the duration of education, so how long you spend in school for the career, and also the levels of education and licensure. There are multiple levels of education and licensure within each career. So first, all three of these professions focus on making a difference. Social workers, counselors, and therapists are all trained to help people and make a difference in their lives. In each of these professions, an individual can work with individuals, groups of individuals, or families. Degrees and licenses in therapy, counseling, and social work will prepare a person to make a positive difference in the lives of the people and the communities that they work with. The salaries in all three of these professions are very similar. The social work median salary is $50,390 a year. The school career counselor median salary is $60,510 a year, and the family therapist median salary is $49,880 a year. Salaries will vary depending on factors such as education, licensure, level, and location. Often, these factors can have a substantial impact on these salaries. The duration of education is also something that all three of these careers have in common. Completing a master's program in either social work or counseling will normally take between 1 and 2 years if the person is attending full-time. Often people choose to take a part-time approach, and in these cases, it will take approximately 3 years. Each type of degree is also available online. Areas of study will typically also have internships and practicums to complete while you are in school. Four, there are multiple levels of education and licensure within all three of these careers. Each profession has multiple levels of education, bachelor, master's, and clinical, and they are sequential. For example, you must complete an undergraduate degree before beginning a master's program. All programs will likely require supervised postgraduate work before the individual is licensed. The amount of time spent supervised will vary based on the career and based on the field that you are in. The differences between these careers include they accomplish goals in different ways, different specializations, they have narrow versus broad scopes, and the type of licensure that you will receive in each of these fields. First difference we'll talk about is the accomplishing goals in different ways. usually counselors will work with individuals directly, while social workers can work with individuals directly, but also help people and communities in more indirect ways. Counselors focus on helping their clients develop personal, professional, and family skills, while social workers often connect their clients with programs and resources in the community. Social workers can also help remove barriers hindering their success and influence public policy on a broader scale. So not necessarily working with individual people in the community, but improving the community in general so the individual people have less barriers to succeed. The different specializations vary across the careers. Therapists will often put a heavier emphasis on a psychological issue a person may be dealing with. A therapist will typically focus on more specific areas of a person's life, such as professional or personal circumstances. The scope of both a counselor's and a therapist's professional duties is often more narrow or limited than those of a social worker. For example, social workers might focus on criminal justice, while a counselor might receive a degree with an emphasis on mental health or child psychology. The next difference is the narrow versus broad scope. Counselors and therapists will focus on behaviors or thought processes, the narrow scope, instead of factors of the individual's community or larger environment, the broad scope. Another way to refer to this would be micro, so focusing in on individual behaviors and thought processes versus micro, or versus macro, which would be the community aspect. The finest line between all of these professions may be between a clinical social worker and a therapist. This is because clinical social workers can diagnose psychological disorders and focus on mental health issues similar to a therapist. The next difference that we'll talk about today is the type of licensure that you receive in each of these careers. While each career has multiple levels of licensure, the actual licenses vary. Most of these licenses will also vary from state to state. Licenses that each of these professions can receive will generally require at least a bachelor's degree and often a master's degree. These are a list of the social worker licenses that are possible. This is not an exhaustive list. They can vary from state to state. These include the licensed baccalaureate of social work, the licensed master of social work, licensed master social worker, advanced generalist, and licensed clinical social worker. This is an example of therapist license. Again, this is not exhaustive and can vary from state to state. A clinical therapist, a drug and alcohol therapist, a family therapist, and a pastoral therapist. And counselor license, that also can vary from state to state. So a licensed professional counselor, a licensed mental health counselor, licensed clinical professional counselor, licensed clinical mental health counselor, licensed mental health practitioner, and a licensed professional clinical counselor of mental health. So wrapping up, those are the main similarities and differences between the three careers. If you are looking for more content to study social work specifically, I suggest checking out our paid study materials at agentsofchangeprep.com. You can also reach us with any questions at contact@agentsofchangeprep.com. Thank you and good luck. You've got this.